Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Experience, wisdom, opinions, barbecue sauce. Our guy Lopez has it all and shares it with you.
I used to go into the clubhouse and I just
It's time for the OG's passing thoughts.
Tell me a story, OG.
All right, man. Let's get right in. I got a bunch. I got some passing thoughts coming out of my ears today, so let's get right to it. We talked about the vibe a little bit. I want to add something.
Vibes.
It's kind of like I've often said, if you haven't listened to them very much lately, sort of just a stream of consciousness as I get to the stadium and all the way to the end. So let's start there. All right, so Reggie and I, Figgy, were judging the tailgates. And first of all, three world-class tailgates. Like
I'm not shocked, man.
I'm
not shocked.
It was prime time tailgating,
right.
Man.
Yeah, man. It was a good time.
It was so the first one we go to, you know what song is blaring as soon as we get there?
What song?
Tops Drop.
Fat Pat.
Okay.
Do the tailgate, have a good time. Go to the second tailgate. You know what song was playing when we got there?
Top Drops.
Fat Pat.
Reggie and I were going like, are they planning this?
Yeah, I was like, look, man. I mean, people know what the tailgate, you know, thing is. They know what's happening. Yeah. They're like, you know, some guys from Sports Radio 610 will come through. But I was like, did they know that it'd be me and John? And they were like, were they trying to do a, hey, let's give them a little nod, see if that'll give us a little bit of a benefit here.
Yeah.
And or then, it could just be that
that's Tops Drop. That's just a cookout song. Man.
Maybe it's just an anthem in Houston and a cookout song and it's got to play. But as soon as we
walked in.
Tops Drop.
And it was rocking, man. Fried ribs. We had ribeye, all kinds of good stuff. But this is what I wanted to get you. So the tailgater of the game was called Red Eye Tailgaters. All right?
I've been there a few times.
Yeah, they were really, really good. Yeah. Cal and Hannah showed up as a surprise to give them the tailgater of the game flag. Dude. If you didn't know how much of a 180 their reputation has taken in the last couple of years before, literally...
Yeah, the fans took in the D'Amico Ryan's mantra. They swarmed.
From hundreds of yards away. Like, from all the tailgates around, just... It was like a bumblebee net hive.
Yeah.
You know, just, it was incredible. So I thought that was... That was pretty good. People spilling stuff all over Hannah's white dress. And
oh,
everything.
Man.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a party foul.
All right, so party foul. So we get to the stadium, we get to the game, find out immediately.
Thank you for not mentioning what state I was in once we got to there.
Dude had six?
Six shots, two drinks.
We're going to get to that at 120.
Okay, right. Excellent, yeah.
Six shots for my man, who really doesn't even drink that much.
That's correct.
I told you exactly how it goes. When you do these tailgates,
I tried,
man.
But you know, people are being hospitable. People, I said no to drinks. I had six shots.
I'm telling you, man, you can't turn down a drink. It's hard.
It's hard. It's hard. So we get there, find out Juice Scruggs is inactive, Damian Pierce is inactive, and so we start to kind of kick around that. No Mechie either, and it seemed like Cam Akers would acquit himself pretty dang well. I think he ended up being the leading rusher on the team. But then he had a fumble.
Yeah.
At the very end.
When I seen that, I was feeling good about my confession, man. Remember my confession? I said, hey, if he have a good game, I think he might end up being number two.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he had that fumble. I'm like, damn.
Seven for 32, which is 4.6 a carry, but you mentioned that fumble.
Yeah. And then the crowd, I don't care what Ron Hughley says. I'm looking at you, Ron.
Man.
I'm looking
at you, Ron. On there.
I'll put his name on it. Come at me like Al Shire. Anyway, the crowd was there early. It was relatively full. They were pretty quiet on offense, and they were loud on defense. They heard D'Amico and CJ talking, and they heeded their advice, so it was pretty good.
Also did a decent job with the Liberty wideout.
Yeah,
I think that one of the reasons why it didn't look like it got as wideout was, I think there was a good amount of Bears.
That's a big
one. Like, yeah. I think there was a good amount of, kind of navy and orange scattered in there.
A lot of people wore white, man.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Slowick, early on, I thought this was going to be a clinic. He was in his bag. Reggie was sitting next to me. This is when I was still in the press box. And, like, dude was doing shifting, motioning a mixing out of the backfield into the slot, into the wide spot on the field side of the field. I mean, Bobby Slowick was showing everything early on.
Yeah, man. There was one point where I don't know if I said it to you or I said it to Bajani. You guys were on either side of me, where I was like, man, Cade Stover in the backfield is as a fullback, it's almost looking like a tell. And as soon as I say that, boom, Cade Stover on a 4th-and-1, sliding out the backfield, throw it to him, boots butt naked open, first down.
John Christian Kaimi Fairbairn. Talk about a stud. 350-yard plus field goals last week. 3-plus 60-yard field goals this week. He's the reason they're winning. I mean, when it comes to...
I was going to say Pro Bowl. That's probably
true. All pro.
That's an all-pro kicker right now.
I mean, that was incredible. But that leads to another one. And we'll get to this, I'm sure, later as well. If it wasn't for Fairbairn, we would be torching Laramie Tunsil today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
Torching him.
Was torching him.
I was torching him. But the one, he made a 59-yard field goal that could have easily been, it was a low percentage kick.
That was the end of the first half.
Yeah.
You were looking like you were playing to maybe even possibly get into the end zone at that point, and you stall out the drive.
Yeah.
On a third down, taking a penalty.
Yeah, and so we'd be killing him. And so that's something you got to put a pin in right there. Derek Stingley traveled with DJ Moore the entire game. This might be something that is just going to be the norm because he's that good.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I don't know if that's the case, but it's possible, right? Like, I do like that it's in his bag at the very least, right? He is not stuck over there. But I think that what you got a little bit of a benefit of Keenan Allen not playing in this game. I know Roma Dunze did still play, but it did feel like they were like, oh, okay. This team that's playing against us doesn't have as many tools to try and beat us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main one over there. So let's go put Stingley
over there. I hear you.
Like it was a, hey, we need the clamps on him. We need to shut that down. And he did a damn good job of that.
Yeah. Henry To'o played the game of his life, flat out, period.
That brother was all over the place, dude, man. I kept hearing his name.
Led the team in tackles, had a tackle for loss, had a sack, and Christian Harris isn't even back.
He was in the right place all
the time. He was aggressive.
He was in the right place all the time.
He was aggressive. This might be a confession, but I have others, so I'm just going to say it right here.
Okay.
I kind of love that the Texans are the squad that get under the other team's skin now. Yeah, Nico, the dude pointed at him. Don't point in my face, man.
He started first, though. Man, like, what kind of disrespect? You putting your finger in another grown man's face, you should expect, you just started a fight.
Yeah.
That, like, you expect that you started the fight in that instance. If you put your finger in somebody's face, what do you expect?
That's equivalent to hitting somebody. You might as well hit the or person spitting. At that point.
Exactly. Right? There's a few things that if you do that, I didn't start the fight. You started. Yeah. Put your finger in my face. Spit on me.
Yeah.
When you point in my face, you better off just socking me in the jaw. Right.
Exactly. And then Al Shaer said, "I'll fight all you guys. I'll fight all of you."
Hey, he did like, the Riley Cooper.
He did the Drewski standing on business.
Yeah.
I'll fight all of you. You and you and you and you. I'll fight every one of you.
Yeah. He went so far as doing the thing that I will never understand in football, which is. Punching into the helmet.
Yeah.
Hey, he was looking like Charles Oakley at Madison Square Garden running with the security.
If you needed to know that is the leader of the defense and the advanced physicality of this team, right there. There you go. There's a snapshot of it.
I like that they get under people's skin like that, make them do stuff like that. This is just a true passing thought that we'll elaborate on as the day and the week goes on. But let's not forget how special C.J. Stroud is. I mentioned that one throw earlier. That was about
breaking news.
Dude. That was about as good a throw as you will ever see any quarterback make in any situation. And I believe it was on the touchdown drive, wasn't it? The one where he scrambled out and then went to Nico on the side with just an absolute, you know, BB in the perfect spot. It was pretty incredible. Another one here, and this was when we were having the discussion in the press box. I don't know if I was talking with you about it or not, Reggie. I didn't think, and this is on me, I guess, I didn't think that you could challenge a play. You win the challenge because they move the ball forward, but you challenge the first down ruling, so you still lose a timeout. How do you have a successful challenge? They move the ball because you were right, and you still lose a timeout.
Yeah,
because
like
you're supposed to be the other way around.
I know.
You lose the challenge. I mean, it's a successful challenge. You lose that challenge, but you keep your timeout.
It's a successful challenge. You didn't get what you wanted in the first down.
Mm-hmm.
And, that inspired me to tweet that I still don't functionally know what counts as a catch. Because that's the thing that the NFL has made so complicated that only God knows. And I also apparently don't know what spotting a football on the sideline is.
He won. They moved the ball up. And then they took away a timeout. I don't know. Here's another one that I know we'll dig into some more. I guess we're just not going to enforce the hip drop tackle, right? We're just not going to do it?
Well, in looking back at that, like, I do wonder when they and I'm going to, in the break, go and look at, like, the actual, you know, language on this. Because it would happen from behind, almost.
But it was a textbook hip drop tackle. It looked a lot like, you know, like all the ones that they used in the, you know, in the films that they were saying this is going to be illegal.
Yeah.
I mean, they just did not enforce it. And they have not enforced very many of those that I've seen. So I don't know. Maybe that's just something they're like, you guys be careful now.
And this is the thing about that. I recall talking about this when they said that they were going to try and institute this. I was like, I don't know how you are able to enforce this and administer this, because if we're taking away the ability for you to get your hands on a player and then utilize your body weight, I don't know how you're supposed to tackle, especially like, and even if you're just dealing with like a tackling dummy, right?
Yeah.
Talk less of these big, giant specimens of humans that are like all monsters, if we're going to be completely honest, right? And then they're all moving at the fastest speeds possible. And now you have to, and look, defense has already become so difficult in this league, and not to defend a hip drop tackle, right? But
what is he supposed to do?
I don't know how then from a perspective of the officials, you go, all right, we're taking all those out of here.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm not passing off, because the whole idea is that it clearly creates injuries.
And
Joe Mixon was in that place where it created an injury.
Yeah.
I just always knew that this was going to be tough. And it seems like it's also going to be tough in a different level of way, which is the administration of it. Because if they're also not going to be consistent with it, that's even going to make it even more of an annoying thing to watch.
Another couple for you here, real quick. Remember all I've been saying about Kamari Lassiter, his ball skills. Dude, you saw it in living color. I couldn't wait for fans to see how he can react to a ball in the air. And he got that interception, had a couple of other plays. Absolutely great great ball skills, and we'll dig into that some more.
Takeaway defense.
Man, you talked about that on Friday, takeaway defense. Two more, and I got to give credit where credit is due, because this is not something you say every day. There was some good officiating out there. Outside of the hip drop tackle, Jalen Petrie had the hit where he de-cleated that guy, the slobber knocker. They're like, well, that's got to be a penalty. They talked about it, didn't call a penalty. The very next play, I think it was the next play, intentional grounding was not called. They got together, threw the flag, intentional ground. That was some good officiating right there. You got to give it to credit where credit is due.
I kind of like that they didn't really call anything on that sideline, that little scuffle, or they didn't throw Aziz out.
Yeah,
because he probably should have been thrown out.
Yeah,
but that does lead me to
me
kind
that's
of watch.
Football.
Yeah, that kind of leads me to watch the space of the NFL league office in New York.
Oh, he'll get fined,
right? Like fine? What level of fine? Do they even feel that he should have been thrown out and turn that into some level of suspension? Right? Like, I don't know how far they go, because again, I don't understand how the NFL administers any of these things. These things are not as consistent as we would like them.
They just flying by the seat of their pants. Yeah.
Last one. If you had the Texans covering 6.5 points, you're not as high on Cam Akers today as you were going into the game. Dude, I can't tell you how I was just imagining what Las Vegas looked and sounded like when he fumbled the ball about to go into the end zone. Because that would have been a walkaway cover.
Yeah.
That would have been a walkaway cover
for the Texans. Absolutely should have been.
Yeah.
And then that happened.
And then that happened. So.
Shout out to Cam Akers. Actually getting to play, at least. Like, I'm sure there was plenty of people, at least in the Houston area and Texans fans abroad, that are like, oh, we actually get to see Cam Akers. Hope that Dameon Pierce heals up. There you go. OG's Pass the Thoughts in the Loop, Sports Radio 610 on a Texans victory Monday. Let's continue on in the loop as we'll do our question of the day. Texans inspired, right? Texans have won two games in what I think you would call Lopez an old school way.
Old school.
So with that being the case, what's your favorite old school things? Specifically in sports, 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.